High low, he's climbing everywhere. Then he sprints to Kakariko Village, sweat beads in his hair. My word, he's gliding through the air with a bag on back, and it must be quite a load to bear. He's got like 15 meals, weapons of wood and steel, potions to help him run, potions to help him heal. Storage is not allowed, how is this even real? I think with all this weight, he would crush a Senseo. Oh, does it seem fun? It's a big open world, and the bag's hard to lug, and I would die if I had to run. Schlepping 18 big wheels, I'd simply be done. It's massive. Planks, load of stuff. How is he not collapsing? Lugging planks, load of stuff. Gotta be really taxing on his delts and his back. Even when he is napping, he wears planks, load of stuff. Planks, load of stuff. At rest, the tower sends him high, gliding with his luggage near the islands in the sky. I think that the weight would bring him down. Bloodied mess of broken bones is how he'd hit the town. He isn't falling though, he's staying calm and slow. Then he goes forward fast to limit the wind blow. And Aeropuda's close, so he takes out his bow that he had in his bag. Soon he is good to go. Now doesn't seem fun. It's a big open world, and the bag's hard to lug. And I would die if I had to run. Schlepping 18 big wheels, I'd simply be done. It's massive. Hestu's shakalaka dance opened another spot, and claymores have a bit of bulk. This affects him not at all, like Ling some sort of hulk. And this still doesn't seem fun. It's a big open world, and the bag's hard to lug. And I would die if I had to run. Schlepping 18 big wheels, I'd simply be done. It's massive.